Yeah, we're holding Daf Ches Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Mereimar posik lo lesuro biyuzla. Heisam Mereimar. In his town, there were Mavois, or Mavui, that opened up again one side to the Yam and the other side the Yashba. Sivai Sois was not Mekel just to use a lechi at the end like the other Mandiyomrim, but he was Machmir to put an Uzla to put up Mechitzis. He's right where the Movi ends to the Yam, he was afraid. Like the Mora says, Omar, he's hold Mereimar. Chashina were afraid. Shem Yalo Hayam Shirton. Maybe the Yam will spit up some dirt or some wood or some stones that would take away the Mechitza on the side of the Yam and then will blab like a Movi Mefulish. So therefore, Mereimar was Makbid, even though right now the bank of the Yam was a mechitza, he bedavka put up his own mechitzas next to the Yam. Today, that even when the Yam spits up this dirt and will take away the mechitza, still will be kosher. So that's the solution of Pasuk Le'Lesur B'Yuzlo. He put up mechitzas all along the banks of the Movi that was near the Yam, like in picture 81. Mavaita, Hahu Movi Okum. There was a Movi Okum. The Heve Besura, that was in the city of Sura. So what they do there? Now the locha before we had by Movi Okum, that's a Movi that looks like an L shape, that you could go into from Rishus Rabbim on one side, and then make a left turn and come out on the other side, like an L, is, before we had a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, is a Movi Okum, the Din Tarosa Kisosim, it's like it's closed, therefore Shmuel holds all you need is just a Lechi Bekaira, a Lechi on each side. And Rav held, no, it's called Movi Mefulish, and you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So here what they did by this Movi Okum, the Gemara says, Korach Budya, they put up a curtain, a mat, and Oisivo Bey B'yakma Misei, they put the mat along in the corner, and it's where the L comes to a point, where you make the turn. By the turn of the L, that's where they put this mat. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Ho, this Eitzah, like Rav, like Shmuel. The whole, this Eitzah of putting up a mat, like making a curtain, at the Akme Misai, by the turn of the L, is not like Rav, not like Shmuel. Le Rav, it doesn't come out according to Rav, the Yoma Tarosa Kama Foolish. Rav before said, if you have a Movui, that's Okum, that looks like an L, so since you come into the Rishus HaRabim by one side, and you could just go in and make a left turn and come out the other Rishus HaRabim, it's called Kama Foolish. It looks like the Movi is straight open from one side to the other side. So then the halacha is, Tzuras HaPesach boy. You have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach is usually a lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, and a corner on top. And not just to have this mat. We'll soon see what was wrong with this mat. This mat was not even called a mechitza, because since the wind could blow the mat, it's not called anything. So, like Rav, it's not enough, this fake mechitza. You have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara l'Shmuel, the Yama Tarosa, Kesosim, and according to Shmuel, that he holds, the din of a Movi Okum, is Kesosim. We look as if it's closed, and the Svaras were before. Because when you come down to the end of the Movi, really there is a fourth wall there. When you make the left turn, it's open. That opening is called like a Pirtza. And since it's less than 10 Amis, it's called Kepesach Domi. So each Movi by itself is Kesosim, like closed. So the Gemara, Hani Mili Lechi Malya, even according to Shmuel, but Akoponim, each Mavui has to have a good Lechi. Or else one Pshat Rashi before said was the Lechi has to be in the middle turn, by the Yekmimisoi, by the turn of the L. Avalhai, but what did they do here in this case of Suram? Kivon the Nosh of Bozika. All they did was they put up this mat. Now a mat is not tied down on the bottom. It's like a hanging curtain that the wind just comes and blows across the, and blows the curtain, blows the mat. Abazoi, hai, kivun de noshev bezika. Since the wind could blow the mat, vishadjale, and it throws it down, loichlomo. That's not called a mechitz at all. So, Mel, you didn't do anything. You don't have a lechi, and you don't have a tzuras HaPesach. So, the Gemara, what the Yetzer is, vinoyetz beisichta. But if you put pegs in on the bottom, you'll bang in pegs, v'chavrei, and you'll tie it down well, chavrei. Then that's called like a good mechitza. You tied it down, now the wind cannot move the mechitza. So in that case, that's the best thing. That would be like you made a mechitza. So that's even better than a tzuras HaPesach. Hey, your mamish, have a mechitza, that would be good. Here, Rashi says, budya o machtzelis, that's mats, V'yoisivu beib yakmimiseho. B'nei roishoi achar osu lechi lepischon. One at one end they made a lechi. V'yamachzolos liakmimisoi. And they put the machzolos, they put this mat in the turn of the L, in the middle of the L. V'bnei roishoi achar, on the other entrance to the movi, loyos lepischon lechi. They didn't put anything there. Because they were saying that this middle mat would help for that side. So the Marahani, the Grashiani, Mili Lechimayu, the Kasher is Kshesh, Lechiyayim, Mishnei Roshim. When is the good if you have two Lechis on both entrances? Here you only had one Lechi. Vital Loshin Murray, the Grashi, according to his Rebbe's Pshat we had before, was Tzorach Akmimiseho Lechi. You have to have a Lechi in the middle turn, in the middle of the ill. Levad me oisan Shebishnei Roshim. Achutz from the two Lechis, you have to have on two entrances. See here, since you don't have any Lechi, Lechur, it's possible. And for the Gemara though, but Sichta, if you put pegs and knock it down well, that the wind cannot move this curtain, then it's called the Mechitza, then it's good, then it's kosher. So the Gemara, Gufa, before we learned, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Movui Shenifratz, Bimaluye Lechotzer, if you have a Movui, that one side is open to Rishus Rabim, and the other side of the Movui is opened up into a big Chotzer. Now, v'nifritz a chotzer kenegdai, and on this chotzer, it has like four walls around it, but the other side, the right side of the chotzer, was nifritzum. There was a hole through that wall. Kenegdai. The word means, when you're looking through the movi, you could see straight through to both Rishus Rabbims. Because on the right side, the wall of the chotzer is broken through, you could see straight through. So the locha before was, we said over the name of Rav, that chotzer muteris, the locher is the bnei chotzer in the chotzer itself. They're allowed to carry. Vashenkin umovi yosser. The people in this movi, it was osser according to Rav. And the emes of pshat, really the teretz was, why does Rav say it's osser? We wanted to say that Rav and Rav Yehuda, there's no machlokes. As if it would have opened up into a rechovo, into a backyard, it would have been mutter according to Rav. Even though on the right side of the rechovo was also poritz. There was a hole looking straight through the Rishus Rabin. Still it would be mutter. Because the emes was, Rav does not hold that it looks like a mavi mefulish. That since when you come from the mavi into the chotzer, you see you're in a big chotzer now, so you don't look like you're in a Rishus Rabin. It's not called a mavi mefulish. Now why did Rav say it was also when it went into the chotzer? Because since the bnei chotzer have a drishas haregel, they have a diurin, they live there, so their drishas haregel, the fact they live like in the house and they come out to the chotzer, they use the chotzer for their walking to get in and out of the house, so when they walk into the mavui, they asr the bnei mavui. That was the pshan Rav. So therefore it's only asr if there's a chotzer there. But let's say there's a rechova, which is the back entrance of the house, where their people don't use their main entrance, so that's not called a diurin, that would not asr on the bnei mavui. And who are them we had before? Kishirvu. If the Bnei Chotzer had an Eruvi Chatzeris with the Bnei Movi, that they are allowed to walk through, it would also be Mutter. The Rashi says, Gufa, Omer Reb Yimya, the Yukma, what was the Maskana before? Kishaloi Irvu. Why does Rav say it's Osir? Only because they did not make any Eruvi Chatzeris. The Yisura, what is the Pshan? Is Isur? The Yisura, the Movi, Mushum, the Asri, Olei, Bnei HaChotzeru. It's because since the Bnei Chotzer walk into the Movi, they answer that like, they like break that Pirsa into the Movi. That was the Pshan Rav. So if it was only because of a Bnei Chotzer, but if there would have been Irvu, or else there would have been into a Bnei Rechava, it would have been a Mutter. Zati Gemara. Omar, Omar, Le Rabba. Bar Ula Larav, the Rav Bevoi, Bar Abaya, Rebbe, Loi Mishne Seinu Huzu, Hizu. Isn't this a Mefarish Mishnah? Like, what's the Chiddush that Rav is telling us? This is a Mefarish Mishnah. So, Drashi, Loi Mishne Seinu Hi, Heter Chotzer Tanina. That that you say that this Movi is opened up into the Chotzer, that you're allowed to carry in the Chotzer, that's an offer in the Mishnah. The Isura Movi Tanina. And who had in the Isser that the Bnei Movi cannot carry? That's also enough in Halacha. That's also a Farish Mishnah. So what do you have to have Rav's Chiddush for? Again, the picture for this is, again, is picture 68 on page 12, where the Movi opens up. Here the picture is Rechova, but who had in the same thing if it would have been a Chotzer? If it would be a Chotzer there, so since the Bnei Chotzer could walk into the Movi is also not allowed to carry in the Movi, Mashenk, and inside the Chotzer you are allowed to carry. Even though the Chotzer has two Pirtzas on both sides, but so what? Since they're both less than 10 hamas, you're allowed to carry inside the chotzer. It's only considered like it has two psochim into the chotzer. So for Eti Gemara, this is enough in the Mishnah. What is the Chiddush in Rav? Where is there enough in the Mishnah? Yeah, we'll see later on. The Mishnah says, Chotzer Kitano Shenifritzo L'Gedele. You have a small chotzer that opens up wide into a chotzer gedele. This is picture 69, where you have a chotzer katana inside, and that opens up b'mluya into the chotzer gedele. Is alocha gedele muteris, inside the big chotzer you're allowed to carry. It's considered like there are four walls. Either the pesach into the chotzer katana, since the opening is less than 10 amis, it's considered like a pesach. Uketana asura. But to carry inside the katana, that's also, because since the katana is open b'meluya on the fourth side, it has no mechitza at all, so it only has three mechitzas around the chotzer katana, it's also to carry there. It's like the b'nei gedola, the chotzer gedola aser on the chotzer katana. That's enough in the Mishnah later there. Why? Mifnei shehi kepischa shegedola. Because it's called like the pesach of the gedola. Like Rashi says, chotzer katana shenifritza. Says Rashi, b'mluya legedola. It's opened up all the way into the big chotzer. Now gedola muteris v'lo yasri b'nei ketana alavayu. Why legabi gedola pesachu? The entrance into the gedola, that's called a pesach. Why the yesh lo shir mikano mikan? There are two sides of the wall still there. Kishtei chatzeros o pesach echabneim. That's the loch if you have two chotzers and there's a pesach in between them. V'lo yasri nadodi. One does not ask on the other one. We have to say though the entrance from the chotzer to the gedola is less than 10 amos wide. The yosam yeser, because if that entrance is more than 10 amos wide, lo yehave pesach gabi gedola. It would not be called a pesach legabi gedola, and therefore would be yosam. Abu ketana asura. Why? Till the day lav pesachu. Looking inside the ketana, there's no pesach, there's no entrance for the ketana. Ela Pirtza, it's only called an open wall. Its fourth wall is completely opened, like in picture 69. V'nasis Rishusan Shal B'nei Gedola, and it's like bottle to the B'nei Gedola. Shrei Nisarvi Moin, it's almost mixed up with them. So it has no Rishus by itself. By Rishus by itself, it's also to carry in the Chotzer Kitana if they don't have an Arubi Chatzeris together. So the Pharisees, this is enough in the Mishnah. So now this is the same Halach in Rav's case. Again, like the picture 68. When you have the Mavi opened up into the Chotzer, so the Chotzer itself is like a Chotzer Gedola, and the Mavi is like a Chotzer Katana, because since the Mavi's entrance into the Gedola, into the Chotzer, is open completely, so therefore the Mavi is also, it has no fourth wall, unless you put it through as a Pesach there, Mashenkin in the Chotzer you're allowed to carry, because it has four walls. It has the Oidiv, it has the Gifufim on the two sides of the entrance. So that makes it for the Chotzer like a Pesach, and it's mutter to carry in the Chotzer. So Chur Rav's halacha that you can carry in the chotzer and not in the mavoi, the Chur is enough for the Mishnah. So what do we need Rav for? And for the Gemara name, Omalei Rav answers back, if from this Mishnah have a mina, I would think, Hani Mili, when do we have these halachas? Heichod Deloi Kordatzi Barabim. Only when you have a chotzer gedola and a chotzer katana, you don't have a rabbin walking through. It's only the people from the chotzer gedola or the people from the chotzer katana use one and the other. But you don't have a Rishus Rabbim walking through it. Avol Heichod the Kordasi the Rabbim. Mashenkin in Rav's case, like in picture 68. When you have the Chotzer on the right side, it's porous, there's an opening of the wall to the Rishus Rabbim. So the B'nai Rishus Rabbim could walk into the Chotzer. And from the Chotzer, they could walk into the Mavui, straight through the Mavui. So in the case where the Rabbim could walk into the Chotzer, into the Mavui, Eimo Afilu Chotzer Nami. I would think even the Chotzer is also to carry inside the Chotzer. That's what I would think. So therefore I need Rav's Kiddush to know. Even though in the Chotzer the right wall is broken through into the Rishus Rabbim, and even though the Rabbim walked through, still, since that Pirtze is less than Yudamis, it's called a Pesach, and Mela, it's called a Pesach, and the Chotzer has its four walls. For the Gemara, no, Vohanami Tanina. Even this din also we learned. You don't need Rav. Even without Rav's din, we should know this halacha. Is halacha chotzer sheharabim nichnosim lo bizu. If you have a chotzer that has an entrance from the Rishus Rabbim, has the B'nai Rishus Rabbim to walk into the chotzer. The yoitzim lo bizu, and they walk straight through the chotzer, the other side. Mamish like our case. Like you have this movi into the chutzur, and the chutzur has on the right side a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabbim, so the Bnei Rishus Rabbim can walk into the chutzur and keep on continuing into a movi into the other Rishus Rabbim. So in such a case, they claw that Rishus Rabbim l'tumma. If you have this sofik, if it's tumi or not, the klal is by tumi learn out from Saitam that sofik tumi Rishus Hayochid is tumi, and sofik tumi Rishus Rabbim is Torah. So here, if you find a sheret, and you don't know if the bread, if the sherets touch the bread or not, minasafik would say it's Torah. This is considered Rishus Rabbim negated to Tumah, because since more than three people use it, it's considered like Rishus Rabbim. Mashenkim, what's negated to us is, Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Negated to Hilchus Shabbos, this chotzer is still considered Rishus HaYochid, even though the Rabbim walks straight through it, but since it has its mechitzis on the two sides, and it's less than 10 amas, the pirts of the whole, it's only considered like a Pesach. So you see, Klo, even though the Rabbim walked through the Pesach, in a Chotzer, the Rabbim is not Mavato the Mechitza. Even if we spoke out once, even though by the Mavui, we had before a Sfar of Hakeret, that when the Rabbim walked through the pirts of the Mavui, it's Mavato the Mechitza of the Mavui, but that's only the Mavui, because the Mavui looks more like Rishus Rabbim. It's more daimed to the Rishus Rabbim. Mashenkin a chotzer, which is more daimed to Rishus Yachid, here it's mutter. Even though the Rabbin walked through this pirtza, still, since you have gifufin, you have two sides of the mechitza still there, it only looks like a Pesach, and therefore it's still called, like it has four mechitzas, it's called the Rishus Yachid the Shabbos. So right, it's nothing in Mishnah that the chotzer you are allowed to carry in, and the mavoi pshit you can't carry in, because the mavoi is like a chotzer kitana opening up into a chotzer gedayla. Here's a drashi b'shus harabim l'tuma, u'sveke tor, not community, they have a suffix, if the sherets touch the piece of bread or not, or touch the piece of truma, is the truma tor or tummy, is the loche tor, to a suffix tuma misaita garmini, we learn out the loche to the suffix tuma, min a suffix we're metairit, we learn out from saita, to ki hai chotzer lav mokim yichur sirhu, since this chotzer is opened up to b'shus harabim, b'shus harabim could walk through, this is not called a mokim stira, therefore it's called b'shus harabim. Mashenkin again to Rishus HaYochid of Shabbos, if you're allowed to carry there or not, is considered like Rishus HaYochid. The Mechitza is still called Mechitza. So Mel and Shrik Shver, what do we have to have Rav's Chiddush for? These dinim are often a Mishnah. And if the Gemara know. So the Mori may host him, if just from this last Mishnah have a Mina. Hani mili, zeh shaloi keneged zeh. When do we say, even though the Chotzer is open to Rishus HaRabim, it's still called the Chotzer Rishus HaYochid, if the openings on both sides are not zeh keneged zeh? Like we had like picture 73, Lamoshal. If the middle box would be a chutzer. So on one side it's open to Rishus Rabbim on the left side, and on the opposite side the opening to Rishus Rabbim is on the right side. So it doesn't look like Mefulish. Maybe that's where it's mutter. Avo, zeh, kineged zeh, but where the entrance is mamish, zeh, kineged zeh, like in picture 68. Where the pirts are on the right side of the wall, and the left side is like straight across. So maybe there, since it looks like the Rabbim walks straight through it, maybe that chotzer is not called Rishus HaYochid anymore. A maloi, is that the chiddush of Rav? That still the chotzer is called like Rishus HaYochid. So drash yavazeh keneged zeh. Loi hevi lo chotzer Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Hashdash mina de kenegdoi. The filu hochi muteris. So this is Rav's chiddush. That's the case even though the movi opens up into the chotzer, which has a breakthrough into the chotzer. So in the chotzer, look straight across. From one Rishus Rabbim, you could go straight through into the movi into the next Rishus Rabbim. Still, Rav is Mechadish, you're allowed to carry inside the Chotzer. Because we look at the two openings, it is as if it has a Shem Pesach, and the Pesach is not Mevatel the Mechitza, it lies like a Mechitza with a Pesach, therefore it's called Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to be Metaltel inside the Chotzer.
His rabbi, we had an Oman Aleph, that he says, when is a mutter, where the mavui is nifritso into the rochbo, and or the chotzer, and the chotzer is nifritso, the kais on the other side, where is a mutter, afilu b'shirvu, only where it's shaloi keneged zeh, but zeh keneged zeh, rabbi hold it was also before. So b'zoi, you can't say pshat, that rab is being mechadish, even zeh keneged zeh is mutter more than the bride, more than the mishnah, because according to Rabba, even according to Rab, it's only Mutter Zeh Shalai Keneged Zeh. But Zeh Keneged Zeh, we're mamish looking through the Movi. You could see straight through, across the other side of the Chotzer, through the Pirtz into Rishus Rabbim, it's Taka also. Then it's, now it's the kashas back again. What do we need Rav for? What's the chiddush of Rav? What with the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says that the chotzer is called Rishus HaYochid. And for the Gemara, if just from this last Mishnah we had, that says even though it's Nifritzah, chotzer sharab nechnosim lo bezu v'yotzim lo bezu, is called Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos, from this last Mishnah we had, I would tell you, imeyosam avamino hanimile lizroik. When do we say it's called Rishus HaYochid? That means Avada Midiraisa, it's like a true, it's called Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. Amela Lizrik, if you throw from Rishus HaRabim inside to this Chotzer, you're talking Bichayiv Midiraisa, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Luchumra, it is a Rishus HaYochid. Avul Letaltul Emaloi. But if you want to carry inside this Chotzer, for the Mishnah alone, I would tell you maybe it's also Midirabonin to carry inside the Chotzer. Hey, since this Chotzer is porous, both sides of the Chotzer are open to Rishus HaRabim, even though each side is less than Yud Amos, it only has a Shem Pesach, but still, since the Rabim walks straight through the Chotzer from one side of Rishus HaRabim to the other side, I would think Midirabonin, it looks like Rishus HaRabim, and it should be also to Metaltol, a Maloi, Kamash Malon. So that's Rav's Chiddush, that it's Mutim Mitchilo to be Metaltol in such a Chotzer. Again, even though this Chotzer has appeared on both sides of the Chotzer, but as long as it's not Zeh Kineged Zeh, it's a little bit different. Again, like in picture 73, let's say the middle box is the Chotzer. Even though one side is open on the left, and on the other side it's open towards the right, since it's Zeh Shaloi Kineged Zeh, even though the Rabbim walks straight through this Chotzer, still Metchilo, you're allowed to carry in this Chotzer, because Lamaisu is considered like it has Dalad Mechitzis, and the two Pirtzis only have a Shem Pesach to it. This is Rav's Chiddush. So Drashi, Tati Lomli, Hotoni Lo Chotzer, Sharabim Nechnosim Lo Bezu, Homilso de Rav, Le Mishrayu Chotzer, Abizay Mino, Mistoma, Viafilu Zeh Kineged Zeh, V'chol Shekain Bezeh Shaloi Kineged Zeh, Avada Rav is Maskim Lada Keri Zeh Shaloi Kineged Zeh, V'yusuri Movoi, Meidach Mastis in the Chotzer Ketana Shaminin. The Monashtrak, the both halachas are Rav, we know from Tumish Naisin, that the Movi is Osir, that's also Machmas, the Mishnah that a Chotzer Ketana is Osir. A Chotzer Ketana that's opened up into a Chotzer Gedoilo, we said, since the Chotzer Ketana itself has no walls to it, it's open to Miluyoi, it's also to carry, like in picture 69, so what did a Movi here, like in picture 68? The Movi that's open, Legamri, to the Rechovo, to the Chotzer, is also to carry according to Rav. That's Mamish Alacha, the Mishnah of a Chotzer. Ela, may you want to tell me the Chiddush, that in the Chotzer itself you're allowed to carry, that's also Pshita, that's the last Mishnah, that this Chotzer has a shame, Rishus HaYochid to it. And for the Gemara, Rashi, im yosem mechotzer rab nechnosim boi detonim rishus hayochid l'shabiz, have a mean I would think, hi the korvel rishus hayochid. What is the Mishnah called? Rishus hayochid atayil chumro. That means lizra klema. Midirai says, tak is true, it's rishus hayochid hum. V'yazorik rishus rab, mutoichai is chayiv. Avo letalto mutoichai. But if you want to be metalto inside it, lakula, a maloi mishtaria, maybe you're not allowed to carry inside, umid the rabbonin, asked you. The leagues are Rabbonin Olay, the Rabbonin Shemekik Zero, Kamash Malon Rav Muteris. Therefore, that's Rav's Chiddush, that it's like a Muter to Metaltal inside the Chotzer. So the kids say that's Rav's Chiddush, like in picture 68, again, where the Movi opens up to the Chotzer, even though the Chotzer has appeared on the other side of Rishus Rabbim, still inside the Chotzer you are allowed to carry. Just inside the Movi you're not allowed to carry. Zotin Moravaita, Itmar, we learned, Movi Ho'osui Kenadol, a movoy, an alleyway, that looks like a nadol. That's like a sheretz, like a little creeping worm, which has a lot of legs to it. So in other words, this movoy has a lot of movoys, a lot of like alleyways, opens us up into one big alleyway. That's called a movoy ha'osoy kenadol. Is Omar Abaya, oyset suras ha'pesach legodol. You have to make one suras ha'pesach for the opening to the big movoy. Fahanech kuloy, all the other movoys, Mishtari Belechi Bekori. All the other movies are muta with either Lecha or a Kori. That's what Abaye holds. Now the picture of a movui that looks like a nado, the best picture that we'll soon see in Rashi, is like in the book, picture 86. Picture 86, on the left hand on top, that's called a movi godl. And in between, like these small houses, each one has a movui in between, and the small movies open up one side to Rishus HaRabim, and the other side of the small movies open up into the Rishus HaRabim. Really, Tosis has a picture also on the top. There's the Movi Godol in the middle, and these small boxes along the sides are both called mavi katan, small mavis. That one side of the mavi opens up into the mavi godel, and the other side of the mavi opens up into Rishus Rabin. So how are you matan now to carry inside this mavi godel? That's the shaila. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, nadal means sheretz, like a creeping worm. Sheyeshla raglayim harbit, has a lot of feet to it. Kedatanya bateros kahanim. Midirab marbit raglayim ze nadal. What's called a creature that has a lot of feet to it? That's called a nadal. Now, mov, you also kenadal, means shepsuchim loy. Mevoyis harbay, a lot of small mevoyis, open up. Vroshayim suchim, shusarabim. The right side of the mov, like in picture 86. The right side of the small movies open up to Rishus Rabin. For Roishoy Pesuach Rishus Rabin Macher. But the other side, they open up into the Movi Godel, that the Movi Godel opens up, like down to the bottom, to another Rishus Rabin. Is Alocha Abaye holds the Rashi Oyset Surah Pesach LeGodel. Rashi Bi'echod Mishnei Roshim. So, portion of picture 86 is good. There are two openings to the Movi Godel. So you can make a Tzuras HaPesach on either one, either way, all the way on top on the right, or else all the way on bottom on the left. So in the picture, it has the Tzuras HaPesach on the bottom on the left. So you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one opening to the Mavi Godel. Now, Bi'echod Mishnei Roshim, for Yehoacherim Ketanim, all the rest of the Mavis on the right side, all the Mavi Ketanim, the small ones, Mishdari Belechi Bekoira, means Lechi or Rekoira, B'Roshayim in the front of it. Al Pnei Rishus Rabin. Since they open up into Rishus Rabin, you have to have a Lechi Bekoira there. This is the way Abaye holds. Omalei Rovo, Zok Rovo to Abaye, Keman, who do you hold like Abaye? Kishmuel, the Yoma Tarosa Kisosim, that you want to say a Movi Okum. That really, Nogay to all of these small Movis, it's like a Movi Okum. It's like an L shape. The small movies open up into the movie godel and then comes down again to the big Rishus Rabin. So it's like one movie, make a left turn to another movie, and then you come out to Rishus Rabin. That's called the movie okum. So what do you want to say? You hold like Shmuel. That Shmuel says we had before. What's the loch of a movie okum? The din of a movie okum is that it blows like a sosum. It's closed on the entrance to the big movie of a zoit lo molitzeros apesach. What do you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach altogether for? If the Movi Godel and all the small Mavoyim have a lochon for the Movi Sosum, Sosum means like it has three walls to it, and all it's open is just the fourth side. It's open, so that's a regular Movi, that all you have to have is just a Kaira or a Lechi. How come here Abaye says you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach? You don't have to have a Tzuras HaPesach altogether. So Rashi, Kaman Kishmuel Diyama Movi Okum Tarosa Kisosum. You're telling me now a Movi Okum has a loch like a Movi Sosum. To Akom Movoyas Kitanim, all these small Movoyas here, Halolu, Movoyas Akumasain. They're all Movis that open up on the left side to the Movi Godel. You can make a right turn or a left turn. Nichnas B'derech Zeh, V'yoytz B'derech Zeh. You're going from one Mishus Rabin straight through, make a left turn down to the other Mishus Rabin. Oh, comrade, then you're telling me now, Abaye is saying, Loi boi tikkun lak mamisoi, you don't have to have any tikkun. We're on the left side of all the small movies that open up into the movie godum. You don't need any tikkun at all. Who's that? Svara Kishmuel. That Shmuel says what is called Tarosi Kisosum. A movie okim blies like it's sosum on the side where it opens up into the movie godum. So, Zoe the Kasher is like Rashi, Lomoli Tsuros Pesach. Amayat Atrachto Tsuros Pesach, Le godum. Even the big Movi Godel here is also like a Movi Okum. It's turning. It's not directly open from one Rishus Rabin to another Rishus Rabin. The bottom Rishus Rabin, you have to go straight up, then make a right turn to go to Rishus Rabin. So that's called Kesosum. So according to Shmuel, you do not have to have any Tzuras HaPesach. V'yoy, the next kasher is, Ho'ahu Movi Okum Dehevi Ben Adoi. There was a Movi Okum we had before in Adoi. And they were machmed there like Rav. So you see, they're masking to Rav's pshat. That's called Tarosoi. The din of a Movi Okum is called from a foolish dummy. So Drashi v'yoid ha'hu Movi. Devi b'yasa the Shmuel. It was in Shmuel's town. V'nadoi. It was Shmuel is the Moradafi of Nadoi. Still, v'choshle l'derav. They were choshed for Rav's halacha. to the Yom Aliyah, like we had before, Romi Le Chumrah de Rav and Chumrah de Shmuel. They did both Chumrah, they did a Chumrah of Rav and a Chumrah of Shmuel. So you see the Machmer even like, Rav also. So how could you abaya say you want to say like Shmuel, even according to Shmuel it's Shver, that in the Hadoi, they also held like Rav, that is called